Bezras Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Ayin Beis in Maseches Kedushin. Our Gemara is going to continue the topic that it is the motif of our parak, Asara Yuchsin, and the notion that Bavel had the best Yuchsin as compared to all of the Arotzos. And previously on Ayin Aleph, on daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara had discussed the Yuchsin in Bavel is, of course, dependent on where you draw the lines of Bavel. And the Gemara had discussed the borders of Bavel to the east. The Gemara on top of today's daf will discuss the borders of Bavel to the west. And then the Gemara will get involved with very particular families that lived in Bavel and the different status of their Yuchsin. That will take us through most of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, quoting Psukim from Shmuel, where Shmuel had discussed different mishpachos, as well as other Tanoim and Amoraim. Even Rebbe felt it important that before he passed away to talk about different families. And that will bring us to Agadita on Amud Beis, about the death of the Navi Platyo ben Binaya, that's discussed by Yecheskel describing the death of Platya and the implication that it had for Yuchsin. Finally, the Gemara is going to conclude with a dissenting opinion entirely, and that is the Gemara is going to suggest that on the bottom of Ayin Beis and the Beis, that much of the opinion that we've been discussing up until now is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim are of the opinion Kol Arotzos Becheskes Kashrus Heim Omdos, that all lands have a Cheskes Kashrus. Interestingly, a brief look on that Gemara, it seems that there is no psak of the Rambam like that, and we generally assume, actually like our Mishnah, which would come out according to Rebbe Meir as opposed to Chacham. So let's pick up where our Gemara starts with the western border on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, the top line, Laha Gisa de Pras Ad Hecha. How far does the Bavel extend on the other side of the Euphrates? In other words, on the west side of the Euphrates. Amalei Mai Daitach. Rav Yosef said, what is your reasoning for asking? Mishum Biram. Probably you want to know about the Biram, which is the west of the Euphrates. Miyachse de Pumpadisa mi Biram Nasfe. The most miyuchas of Pumpadisa would take wives from Biram, and therefore Biram is clearly still included in Bavel. Now the Gemara makes an important comment, which is an important comment in the first paragraph of Gittin as well. Amar Rav Papa, kemachloikis liyuchsin, kach machloikis le'inyin Gittin. Just like we have a disagreement, we had a disagreement earlier in our sugya, in other words, on the bottom of Ayin Aleph, between Rav and Shmuel, about the borders of Bavel, that machlokas will also apply in regards to Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Vav tells us that Bavel, because, as the Gemara elaborates, they were baki in the halachos of Lishma, as well as there were shayaros mitzuyas going back and forth in Bavel, there was no need to say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. The Gemara said they made Bavel like Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, kemachlokas liyuchsin, just like we have machlokas, what's the border of Bavel for yuchsin, same machlokas applies to Gittin. That's the opinion of Rav Papa. Rav Yosef am machlokas liyuchsin av l'gittin divrei akol, but when it comes to Gittin, then there is a different border. Ad arba tinyana de gishra, the second willow swamp past the bridge. Everybody knows where that is, right? Well, that was once upon a time understood at that as a particular at a particular place, and that is Lekulei Alma in regards to Hilchos Gittin. The Gemara now continues by naming the areas in Bavel whose residents had the greatest level of Yuchsin. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Chavil Yama Techelsa de Bavel. Chavil Yama, that's the name of a place, is the glory of Bavel. Shunya Viguvia Techelsa de Chavil Yama. Shunya and Guvia are the glory of Chavil Yama. In other words, in Chavil Yama, that's even better. Ravina Amar Af Tzitzora. Ravina said Tzitzora is also what we would call in Yiddish the Spitz. Tanya Nami Hachi, Chonan Ban Pinchas Amar, Chavil Yama Techilsa de Vavel. Chaval Yama is the glory above. Shunya v'guvya v'tzitzaret tchilsa the Chaval Yama. These places are the glory of Chaval Yama. Rav Papa now tells us about the places in his time. Amar Rav Papa va'idnar hivu ba'kusai. But nowadays the Kusim have mixed with these people, and therefore it's no longer in its glory. Says the Gemara v'lohi, but we don't follow Rav Papa. We don't assume that. It's a hot deboy minayu. The only story was that there was a Kusi who once requested to get married to them. Deboy minay requested v'lo yovile, and they didn't let her. They didn't give a Jewish woman to her, to him. Didn't give a Jewish woman to him. And due to that, a false rumor that Rav Papa had purported was spread, not Rav Papa's fault, but Rav Papa had heard the rumor, but that rumor is not true, says Gemara. My Chaval Yama, we refer to a place Chaval Yama, what's that? Amar Papa Zu Pras, that's the Euphrates, Divorci, near the area of Bursi. The Gemara now discuss another place where people are Kosher Yuchsan. Hu Gavra Da Amar Luhu Anom Min Shoit Mi Shoit. He said, "I'm from a place of shoyt mishoyt." Amar Yitzchak Nafcha Raglav va'Amar, and he explained, "Shoyt mishoyt bein hanaharos oimdos." The shoyt mishoyt is an area that stays between the rivers. The Gemara here, even though it understood when we had mentioned earlier Arva Tinyana deGishra, here the Gemara says, "V'chi bein hanaharos oimdos ma'have." What does that mean? That shoyt mishoyt is between the rivers. Amar Abaye, Amar Rav Chama Baruch, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Bein Anaharis Harehi Kegoyla LiYuchsin. This is considered already the Golos LiYuchsin. So the Gemara doesn't yet define where it is. The Gemara in a moment will. However, the Gemara says that when we say Bein Anaharis, it's considered in Golos. The Art Scroll Gemaras, which I'm using today because I find this geography quite difficult. I'm not familiar with Babel at all. I haven't been fighting in Iraq lately. The Art Scroll does have an excellent map also of Babel with all of these areas. And they also point out, not only do they have great maps, they also know Shas. And they point out that Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis points out that the expression of Gola is Pumpedisa. The Pumpedisa is the ultimate expression of Gola. So here, Reil Kegola Yuchsin is referring to Pumpedisa. Veheicha Kaima, where is this area Bein Anaharos located? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mi I Dekira Uleel, from the area of I Dekira and upstream on the Euphrates. The Gemara now asks Kastira and Rabbi Yochanan, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Adma Barta de Gizma? He said that only as far as the area of Mabarta, the Gizma crossing. Yet over here we learned that Rav Yochanan had said that even from the area of Ihidikra is going to be acceptable. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answered, Ritzu and Afka, there's a small area, a strip above El, that goes beyond the Gizma crossing and includes Ihidikra. The Gemara now discusses another locations, and where there are good chazakos for yuchsin. Amar Vika Barav and Amar of Chananel Amar Rav Chalzon Nehavot Chazal and Nehavot Harei Kigola LiYuchsin is considered as pure as the Gola. Again, going with the explanation of Rashi and Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Amed Beis, it refers to Pampedisa. Amar Lo Abay Lo Titzaisu Le. Do not listen to what Ravika said. Yevamehi Dinafle Hasan. He's saying that because he had a Yavama that he married from there. And in other words, Rav Ika had a brother who lived there and had a Yavama who was from there. So therefore he wanted to emphasize that his Yavama that he had married is kosher. Amar Lei, Rav Ika said to Abayit, Oti Didihi? Is this my teaching that I made this up? To Rav Chananeli. I was just quoting Rav Chananeli. They went to Rav Chananel. Amlu Hachi Amar Rav Chalzon Nehavid Harei Kegoyla LiYuchsin is considered like Pumpedisa. This teaching reported the name of Rav, however, was not entirely accepted, which could explain why Abaye was a little bit skeptical. Upliga the Rav Abba Bar Kahana and Rav Abba Bar Kahana disagrees. Amar Abba Bar Kahana, my dichsiv. Vayanchem bachlach uvechover nahar goizen v'orei modoi. This is the pasuk in Melachim, which is quite important for those who are interested in Aseres Shvatim. This is Melachim Perek Yudches, that Ashur settled the Aseres HaShvatim in these areas. What are these areas? Chalach Zu Chalzan. This is what is referred to in those days as Chalzan. Chover Zu Hadyev. Chover is Hadyev. Nahar Goizen Zu Ginzak. Place called Ginzak. Ore Modai. Zu Chamdon V'Chavroseha. V'Armila, and some say Zu Nahavind V'Chavroseha. My Chavroseha, what does it mean, the neighboring lands of Nahavind? Amar Shmuel, Krach Mushchi Choske V'Rumki. Some disagree and say that Madai is Nahavind V'Chavroseha. My Chavroseha, Amar Shmuel, Krach Mushchi Choske V'Rumki. These are the cities of Krach Mushchi Choske and Rumki. We're about to show that Rabbi Abba disagrees with Rav, but the Gemara now adds one more point. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, in reference to all the places where the Asara Shvatim were settled, Vikulam Lifsal, the residents of all these places of where the Asara Shvatim are, have a Psul Yuchsin. So this is a very, very important Gemara about the Asara Shvatim. Rabbi Yochanan says that the residents of all these places were psulim. One of those places, of course, where they were mushchi. So it must be that Shmuel considers mushchi to be psulim. This gives appears to be a contradiction with Shmuel. Says the Gemara Kasalka Daitach, it would appear mushchi hainu mushkani. And va'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin amar Shmuel Mushkani harei kegola liyuchsin. Then we learn that Mushkani is considered golus vis-a-vis yuchsin. Remember, the term gola means pumpadisa lamid beis amabeis. It means the ultimate for yuchsin. So it's a stira. Ela mushki lichud u'mushkani lichud. We have to say there's a difference between mushki and mushkani. Ultimately, though, we've shown that Rabbi Abba differs with Rav also in regards to Chalzon and Nehavand. That Rav had said that they are considered Miyuchas, while Rabbi Abba said that that's the area of the Asara Shvatim. And that, the Gemara says, that everybody agrees that they are Pasul Yuchsin. The Gemara now refers to another pasuk that mentions two of the previously mentioned places. Utlasa ilim bipuma ben shine. Here, this is a pasuk in Daniel that he had a vision of a bear, which of course is Merames, refers to the Persian Empire. And it was eating three ribs, and that is three medinos. And sometimes the ribs were in its mouth. In other words, it was included in the Persian Empire. And sometimes they were between its teeth, and that's outside the Persian Empire. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Chalzan Hadyav Unetzivim. This is a reference to Chalzan Hadyav and Netzivim. Shepamim Balatan, at times they were inside the Persian Empire. Pamim Balatan, at times they were ejected. Va'aru Cheva Achri Tinyana Dom Yaludov. And there was another beast that was similar to a bear. Tan Rav Yosef Elu Parsim, this is the Persian. She'ochlim Shosim Kedov. That they eat and drink like a beer, umusur balin kedov, and they're fat like a beer, umigadlin seyar kedov, and they grow hair like a beer. Rabbi Ami kavichazi parsed the rochav. Rabbi Ami, when he saw a Persian riding, he would say, "Haina duba naida." This is a wandering bear. Rabbi was discussing with Levi these analogies. It's well known that Levi was a big Doresh. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was also big in Agadah. Amalei Rabbi Lelevi, Har'eni Parsoyim. Show me Persians. Give me an example of Persians. Amalei Setim Domim L'chayolo Shal Beis David. They're as strong as the soldiers of Beis David. Har'eni Chaborin. Show me Chaborin. In other words, give me a parallel to Chaborin. Domim L'malachei Chabolah. They're comparable to angels that are destructive. Har'eni Yishma'elim. Show me a parallel to the Yishmaelim. Domin le Seirim shel Beis Akiseh. They resemble the Seirim, the demons who are in the Beis Akiseh. Hareini Talmidei Chacham Shebavavel. What's the metaphor of Talmidei Chacham and Bavel? Domin le Malachei Asharis. They are similar to malachim. Kavinoch nafshei, the Rebbe, and Rebbe was dying. Omar, Humini Ika beBavel. There's a town in Babel called Huminya. Kula Amonoyu, they are Amonoim. They're all from Ammon. Mesagiria Ika beBavel. There's a town in Babel called Mesagiria. Kula de Mamzerihi. They're all Mamzerim. Birka Ika beBavel. So even though Bavel is a great place in terms of Yuchsin, but Mesagria is an exception. Birka Ika beBavel. There's a town in Babel called Birka. Shnei Achim Yesh, there are two brothers, Shemachlifim Nishosehim Zelazayayay. They exchange their wives with each other. Birsa the Sitya, Ika beBavel. There is a town called Birsa the Sitya. Hayom Sorim Me'achori Hamakom. And they've gone away from Hamakom, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe even explained, before he passed away, that particular story. The Akve Piri Bikavre B'Shabbos, because on one Shabbos the fish pond overflowed with fish. Vazel Vitzudi B'Shabbos, and the residents went down and fished in the pond. V'Shamtinu Ravacha Rebbe Yosha. And to go out and fish is Aser V'Shtamid. And then they did Shmad, they entirely went off the Derech. Hence the words Birsa the Satya, Birsa that has strayed. Presumably, the prohibition of fishing is tzad, that they were tzad an animal on Shabbos, which is an Isir d'Araisa. Rebbe continued, Akra da'agma ika beBavel. There's a town Bavel called Akra da'agma. Ada bar Ava Yeshban. There's a man called Ada bar Ava. Hayoyim Yeshu b'chikoy shel Avram Avinu. Wow. Today he is sitting in the lap of Avram Avinu. This is an expression. Rashi explains in his conclusion, in the second line, that he is going into Bris Mila. Rebbe was prophesizing the birth of an Amora Rav Ada Bar Ava. There's a big discussion with which Rav Ada Bar Ava this is. Take a look at Tosos. Either way, if I'm not mistaken, the Gedolei HaDarshanim emphasize that the Rebbe was pointing out, as we'll see from this next Gemara, that there are great Amoraim who are going to continue the tradition of the Tanaim, Rebbe representing the end of the Tanaim. As the Gemara continues on the top line in Ayimayez Amabez, Hayom Nolad Rev Yehuda Bibavel. And Rebbe said that there is someone called Rev Yehuda, and that is has been born on the day that I die, and he's going to continue the Torah. And the Gemara continues this idea that we mentioned. Amar Mariz Mar taught, Kishemes Rabbi Akiva, Noilad Rebbe. When Rabbi Akiva died, Rebbe was born. Kishemes Rebbe, Noilad Rav Yehuda. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Amazing, amazing expression of the Shalsheles HaMesora. Very beautiful and tingling Gemara. That when one of the great tzaddikim pass away, someone else is born to continue the Mesera. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Kishemes Rava, Noilad Ravashi. Lulamdecha. She'ein tzaddik nifter min ha'olam ad she'nivra tzaddik kemoso. A tzaddik doesn't leave the world until another tzaddik has come and to take his place. She'nemar v'zarach ha'shemesh uva ha'shemesh. When the sun sets, another sun comes up. Ad she'lokav se'shim shel eli. Until at the moment that the son of Eli was setting, continues the Agata on the first wide line, Ayin Beis, Ayin Beis, Zarcha Shimsho Shel Shmuel, and then the son of Shmuel began to rise, Haramasi. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, V'ner Elokim, Terem Yichbeo Shmuel Shochei Beichel Hashem, Asher Sham Eron Elokim, that before the Ner of Eli went out, Shmuel was sitting. Tziva Hashem Liyakov Svivav. And the Pasuk says, now here the Gemara goes back to an entirely previous topic. The emotional component of the Mesorah has ended over here. And we're going back to one of the original things that Rebbe had said, that Chumanya was populated by Ammonim. The Pasuk says, Hashem has decreed in regards to Yaakov, that those who surround him should be his adversaries. Who's that? Rav Yehuda Amar Kagon Humunya Lefum Nahara. That's Humunya that they act to the Jews of Nahara. Now the Gemara goes on to another topic of Yuchsin and quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel and ultimately brings that Pasuk in Yecheskel back to previous topics that we had said.
Vayihi ki navi uflatio ven binoya meis. And it was, says Yechezkel, and I prophesied that Plato ben Binayo had died. Ve'epol al panai, I fell on my face. Ve'ezek al gadol, ve'amar aha, Hashem Elokim. Ravu Shmuel, char amar l'toy v'char amar l'ra. When Yechezkel lamented this death of Plato, was it for good or for bad? Man amar l'tov, the one who says it was for good, ki ha. He says it follows the following incident. The governor of Mishan was a son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. He sent to Nebuchadnezzar, from all the captives you brought to Babel for yourself. You didn't send any servants for us. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send him some Jews. Platyo ben Minoyo, who was an advisor to Nebuchadnezzar, said, let us, who are distinguished, serve you, and let our slaves go there, the slaves of Jews, and Platya ben Binayahu save the Jews from being enslaved by the vassals of Meshan. In other words, those who are under Nebuchadnezzar. It was probably better to be around the royalty of Nebuchadnezzar, even though one would be still an Eved, they were stuck being Avadim, that this would be the best thing possible. V'omar Novi, and therefore Yechezkel concludes, Misha asa tova b'Yisrael, yomus b'chetzi yomav. Whoever does a good deed for Klal Yisrael should die prematurely in the midst of his days. And now Yechezkel proclaims, Va'omar Navi, the Navi Yechezkel said, Misha Satayva bi Yisrael, Yamos Bechetzi Yamav, that someone who did such a good thing that he protected Klal Yisrael from going to Meshan should die in the middle of his days. Mandamar Lara, and according to Mandamar, who says that it was critical of Platya, Dichsiv, Vatova Yoisi El Shar Beis Hashem HaKadmoini, Hapoine Kedima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted me up to the east gate of the Beis HaMikdash that faced eastward. Vihine, this is a very powerful vision of Yechezkel that appears in Perek Yud Aleph. Vihine bePesach Hashar Esen V'Chameshish, and at the door of the gate there were 25 men. V'Ere B'Seichem Es Yazner V'Nazer V'Esplatio Ben Binoyo Sarei Ha'am. They were the princes of the people. And brought me to the inside. There were 25 people. Their backs were to the Heichal, and their faces eastward. The vision is so awful. Their backs are to the Heichal. So it's right here. I'm looking out now at the towards the Kotel Hamaravi, the western wall. And so I am facing the Heichal. These men were doing the opposite. These men were bowing towards the sun, and their backs were to the Heichal. That their faces were eastward. Don't I already know if they're facing east? I'm facing west, and therefore I'm facing towards the Heichal. If you're facing east, so then your backs are chas v'chalil toward the Heichal. Any yodei shachreim klapei mariv. Matal melomar v'achreim aleichal Hashem. Melamed shemifriim atzmam. They even bear themselves. Umatrizen atzma klapei malah, and they were defecating. They call my navi, and the navi says, Misha asa roz ois b'Yisrael. Yomus al mitaso, that he should he die in his bed, and beforehand the name of Platyo was mentioned. So we have two different opinions, whether Platyo is this awful person who encouraged this type of behavior, or was a good guy. To stand the Shmuel d'Amar l'Ra, we should prove that Shmuel is the one who claims that he was a bad guy. And the terrible things that we described above is what we mentioned from Shmuel, Da'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Shmuel, because Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said the name of Shmuel,
Mushkeini hareke goyla liyuchsa. Mushkeini is like goyla. In other words, it's the pinnacle. It is like Pumpadisa. Mishan lo chashle. But Mishan, the Chachamim were not concerned about the Yuchsin. Lo mishum avis, lo mishum mzeres, ela kohanim shayiba. Lo ikpidu ala grushas. The one concern was that the Kohanim were not makbid about grushas, but there were Jews there. Kohanim were not careful about marrying grushas, but there was no problem of mamzeres. Now, if Platyo had sent slaves to Mishan, should we be concerned that Mishan has residence of Avodim? Since Shmuel was not concerned about that, he must reject the view that Platyo was righteous and had prevented Jews from sent to Mishan, and it must be that there were Jews. And let's remind ourselves that Platyo, according to the opinion who says that he did a good thing, sent Avodim to Mishan. So then how could it be that we weren't concerned that there were Avodim there? And we said, there's no concern, lo mishum avdus. So the fact that Shmuel wasn't concerned about this must show that he rejects the opinion Platyo was a tzaddik, and he assumes the awful part of his avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, lo mem lecha, I can answer Shmuel amar letov, he viewed him letov, u'shmuel tamei, but Shmuel is consistent with his own opinion. Amar mafkid, mafkir avdo yotzel cheres, vein etzara get shichra. Somebody frees his eved, he doesn't need a get shichra. Shneimar kol eved ish miknas kesef, that the only thing defines an eved is where he was owned with a kesef. Eved ish velo eved isha. Do we need to say that applies only when we said kol eved ish, only if it belongs, the eved belongs to a man, the lo eved ish, not a woman? Certainly not. Ela eved sheish l'rishos l'rabo lov kori eved. Eved she'ein rabo rishos lov ein kori eved. There's no kesef, there's no master, and then the eved is mutter. And therefore, even if there was once avodim, once they were freed, there isn't going to be a problem. Now we put a big period, and as we conclude today's daf, we introduce a dissenting view that disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Ezra removed all the psule yuchsin for people in Bavel, assumes that the people from Bavel are more miyuchas than people from other countries. Amar Yehuda Mishmol zo divrei Rabbi Meir. Alachom mar mikol aratzis becheskes kashrus heim oim dois. That everybody has a cheskas kashrus. The Gemara now tells us a story. That was a very important line. He allowed Rav Huna to marry a woman from Chizuyasa. Amalei Rav Ashi, my daitich. What is your reasoning? That we assume that everybody is okay, there's no problem of yuchsin. V'abayi Rav Kana lo masni hachi. However, in the yeshiva Rav Kana, they didn't teach us. U'bayi Rav Papa lo masni hachi. U'bayi Rav Zvid lo masni hachi. The question was, everybody did not pask in this way. This, of course, is going to have implication of how we look at him, Psak. Says Gemara, filu achi lo kiblim nei. Nevertheless, Rav Amemar did not accept this argument from Ravashi. Mishum d'shmiyale mi Rav Zvid dinar da. He had heard that the Chachamim hold that all yuchsim are not going to be a problem. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow's daf is going to start a new topic and ultimately come back to Shitas Rebbe Meir, and that is La'asid Lavo. What are we going to do? Emir Tzashem, Mashiach comes, I hope by tomorrow. This should be Halacha L'maisa. And that is, what is going to be the status about Mamzerim and Nesinim? Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Ayin Beis. On today's daf, we had learned the different borders of Bavel. We had discussed whether those borders apply for Gittin as well. We had discussed different areas of Bavel. And we had discussed the status of those Asar Shvatim, that the Gemara says that those areas that are ones that we have to be Choshesh, in terms of Yuchsin. The Gemara told us a very inspiring idea that emanated from our discussion where Rebbe had taught Hilchos Yuchsin that were applicable in his days, the day that he died. And Rebbe also pointed out that Rev Yehuda was born the day that he died. And the Gemara says that there were many Talmidei Chacham, Tanoim Amoraim, that died on the day that the next generation was born. For example, that the day that Rebbe Yehuda Anasi had died, Rev Yehuda was born. And the day Rebbe Akiva had died, Rebbe himself had been born, etc., etc. Some beautiful, very inspiring Gemaras. The Gemara then discussed whether, in the context of deciding whether Mishan had Avadim or not in Psula Yuchsin, a fascinating question about Platio ben Binayo, and one of the most awful Nevi'ah prophecies that are given in Navi of Yechezkel, describing those people who turned their back to the Heichal and bowed to the sun. And the question whether Platio ben Binayo is indicted in that event. Finally, we concluded with the teaching of the Amoira Shmuel, that Chachomim disagree with almost everything we've learned so far in Asar Yuchsin, and are of the opinion Kol Aratzos Becheskes Kashrus, and we saw Amemar Paskind based on that halach. However, the Gemara quotes that many Amoroyim disagreed with that psak. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Beis in Maseches Kedushin.